Welcome back to Evolution of a Snake. I'm Zach.
And I'm Madeline.
And we're back at you with a good old emergency video. Now, best believe that there is an episode of the podcast that is quite long that you will be listening to right after this, where we go deep diving into Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's pap walks and their street style. Madeline, it's almost like we manifested something.
It's like we knew, and we did know. We knew the whole time. We knew since day one.
We were there. Mm-hmm. We took the pictures. We said, there's no fuck-ass filter today.
Exactly. We took the pictures.
Put that away.
We set up the flowers. We
bought the ring. Mm-hmm. We bought the ring. So essentially, what we're talking about, if you live under a rock, is that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. Yay! Confetti!
And you know what? People that have never even been invented yet have been talking about this. Like, people from all corners of the earth have an opinion on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce engaged. I'm shocked. This is probably the biggest pop culture news all summer.
If you have not gone over to the Patreon, patreon.com/astrologist, I highly suggest that you do, because that is where the breaking Taylor Nation news happened in the last 12 hours. We've had Madeline, who accidentally caught her reaction to Tavis' engagement on film. We have had Swiftologist live reaction on Patreon, audio space, 30 minutes, ready for you to listen to whenever you like. Did I cry? Well, yes. Did Madeline cry in her reaction? Well, yes. It's a real Swifty community, and this is the place you want to be before the life of a showgirl. So go get it. And the thing is that, like, it was so clearly coming. Like, didn't we know that this was on the horizon? Like, I thought we were all under the assumption that this was coming, but it is a surprise. I gagged.
I said when it was coming out that she was going to be on New Heights, I was like, is this going to be like an engagement announcement? Well, it was an engagement. Might not have been an announcement.
It was an engagement.
It'll be a couple more weeks. I clocked the T. It did gag the hell out of me, though, I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to pretend like I saw it coming. I was gagged. I thought I was going to die.
What surprised me most was the Instagram post. Like, that really, really gagged me. When your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married. I mean, it's just so antithetical to, like, the entire ethos she's had, not just with Joe, but with all of her boyfriends. She's like, that's the one thing that I have for myself. I'm not talking about it. And now it's like, I want to scream it from the rooftops. And I'm happy for her. I'm very happy for her. But it is like a jarring shift to be like, now look at my ring.
I always assumed that she would keep it a secret and she wouldn't tell anybody, and she would, like, be married before she'd tell us. I never thought that there'd be an engagement post. Never in a million years. I never thought she would do that. So color me surprised. And I thought it was going to be a single. Imagine being me and pressing on the story and thinking she's going to be announcing a new single.
It is very interesting that, like, the engagement is part now of the album rollout of The Life of a Showgirl. Like, we will now forever remember that, like, immediately preceding what I'm sure is to be the greatest pop album ever made, we had one of the most important pop culture announcements of all time. And I feel like, in a way, like, Taylor's love life, it is a public sport. So it kind of only makes sense that she updates everyone that the game is over.
Yeah. She said, you've been talking about it for how many years? Nearly 20 years now. Here is the final chapter, ladies and gentlemen. And let me tell you, the looky-loos are looking. The behaviors that I have been seeing, there's not a normal person to be seen. I don't even think I'm being normal, to tell you the truth.
No, how can you be normal? How can we be normal about situations like this?
I'm not being normal. I admit it. I accept it 100%. But I'm seeing other people who are not ready to accept the responsibility for their behavior. I'm seeing it.
They're saying I'm being normal and it's not normal at all.
Yeah, it's shocking. It's shocking. There's every take that you could possibly have about this engagement has already been regurgitated 15 million times. And it's not stopping anytime soon.
No. Before we get into the specifics of, like, I want to talk about the takes. Why don't we talk about the particulars of the engagement? That ring is so Taylor.
It's gigantic. The thing is massive. It's like a moon of Saturn.
She's a mammoth.
Exactly what that
She's
rock
a
is.
Mammoth.
She's a mammoth. That thing is gigantic. I was taken aback. I said, I can't. It's like, you know, it has to be a humongous ring, but, like, when you actually see a ring that big, how do you even go about your daily life wearing a ring like that? You don't.
Isn't your hand heavy, first of all? Aren't you scared that you're going to lose it? I mean, I guess not. Like, when is she ever in an unattended space, to be honest? Like her, right. her daily life, she basically lives in bubble wrap anyway. So I think it's not really a big deal, but it is massive. Like it's definitely a huge stylistic choice to have a ring that's that big and like vertical too. Like it takes up half her finger. It's so big.
It's humongous. And it kind of had to be. I feel like when you're proposing to Taylor Swift, when you're Travis Kelce and the money is in the bank, if you don't buy a humongous ring, what are we saying? I feel like there was a lot of pressure for the ring to be like, wow. And it is.
But I think while it's also wow, it's not gaudy to me because of like its vintage. The way that it's set is very delicate. I think it's very Taylor in that way. Apparently it's a 10 carat diamond. Nobody knows for sure, but these are the guesstimations. It was made by a private jeweler and they're estimating its value between $500,000 and $1 or $2 million. That makes sense to me. I mean, what's she worth? I'd say she's worth $1 million ring.
I'd say so too. And I clapped and I cheered like a seal the entire time.
One of the discourses that I have enjoyed most so far, and I don't know if you're familiar with this, Madeline, but have you heard about the lab-grown diamond versus the natural diamond beef community?
Yes. Well, of course. I mean, anybody I think who's gotten married or like gotten engaged before or has any interest in doing so has read about this kind of thing about diamonds.
Right. So the lab-grown diamond community is, I think, both horrified and also enthralled because they are trying to say that it is a lab-grown diamond. They're like, oh, if it's that big and it's that glittery, it can only be a lab-grown diamond. But I'm pretty sure it's been confirmed that it's an old mine diamond. And that means that it's natural. And the girls, I love it when Taylor like does something and it provokes debates in all corners of the internet because like the psychology of natural versus lab is so interesting to me. Usually the people who are proponents of like lab-grown diamonds are people who want really big, like huge flashy engagement rings and don't want to like pay that price for a natural diamond. A lot of people wrap themselves up in like the natural diamonds or blood diamonds. Some of them are, but a lot of them aren't. Especially if you're buying vintage, like you're not supporting active mining, whatever. So there's like a lot of like skirmishing between the two. Obviously the natural diamond people are like, well, mine is all natural. I don't need to grow it. I can afford to get it. So it's like a weird kind of like nouveau riche versus like bougie thing. And again, Taylor's caught in the crosshairs. So the girls are dying to know, is it a natural or is it a lab grown? I'm saying it's a natural, girls.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a natural. I mean, I'm not going to argue with anybody. I have no skin in the game, but I would assume it's a natural. Not that I care, but I mean, I looked upon it and I said, that's a natural diamond. And I have no information. I don't know the difference, but I know what I know. I know what I know, and I'm going to speak without authority.
How does one source a rock that big? Like, I guess that Taylor's brief to the jeweler literally was, find me the biggest diamond you can find. Like, I can't, because it's not like it's like styled in a very particular way. The point of it is that it's huge.
Yes. And the point of it is that you say, wow, that is a ring. And it certainly is. When you see a ring in person, I remember there was a customer who used to come in when I worked at the coffee shop. Oh my God, that ring was huge. I was like, how are you wearing that every day? I was like, that cannot be. But some people really like it. Some people prefer it that way.
It's very beautiful. I think some people, it really depends on like what kind of a jewelry person you are, I think. And as we know, Taylor has been into more.
Well, chunks.
She's been into like
she's into
excess.
The big chunky jewelry.
She likes chunky. She likes vintage. It's so, I mean, Taylor's been antiquing since the Speak Now era. So it's very like fitting to me that it's like a vintage and an antique design. Do I think it is a little too big? Well, yes. It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, sure.
It looks insane.
The peasant's take. The mm-hmm, take, the peasant's from, take from the lower class. The ring is simply too big.
But, hating from outside the natural diamond club when we can't even get in.
Yes, the ring is simply too large. But I think that, you know, in celebrity and like this, that, and the other thing, and in Hollywood, it's like, you gotta have the big ring. So I feel like there could be some people who are like, it's the ring is despicable. It's disgusting. How dare you spend $1 million on a ring? But it's like, I mean, all of these rich people are doing it. Every single
She's
one
a billionaire.
Of them.
I'm just She's surprised she shared it. Honestly, that's what surprises me. It's not the ring isn't surprising. The engagement isn't surprising. It's the fact that she's being like she's posting on Instagram like she's a normal person. This is like a normal person's engagement post. And it's like
she
you've had comments off for 8 years, ma'am.
She could not wait. I know that she was frothing at the mouth. She's been frothing for 2 weeks. I want to post.
If I had a rock like that, I'd want to be posting it too. It's made to be seen.
it's made to be seen. I remember I couldn't freaking wait to tell people that I was engaged. Engagement is like the best thing ever. It literally, the amount of attention you get is fucking crazy. And from people that you wouldn't even expect. I'm seeing it right now. Why is Travis Scott liking the Instagram post? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Adam Scott is liking it too.
It's like a pregnancy announcement. It like gives a lot of like joy, I suppose. And also with engagements, right. It's like the wedding hasn't happened yet. So like you don't have to get stressed about potentially having to attend the wedding or like what the logistics are going to be. It's just like, oh, these two. And that's if you like the couple. Can I just actually stress that? Engagement announcement is great when you like the couple. It's torture when you don't.
You know, I don't think I've ever experienced such a... Well, actually, it's not true. Never mind. Never mind. I have had the experience of, I can't believe this is happening. We have to speak now. We have to stop this wedding from coming, etc.
We still have time with Taylor because I'm pretty sure she's going to be getting married. Do you think she's going to do like a similar Instagram post for her actual wedding? A lot of people were like, will she do a bridal spread? I feel like, again, Taylor's in her... I'm controlling everything. It's written by, starring, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. Craft Services, Taylor Swift. So I think she'll just do... She doesn't need to go through a magazine. She doesn't need the check. And they can't give her a check big enough to make it worth her while. So I totally just see her doing Instagram posts. Like, that would be how she would share it if she's going to share it.
And I would be looking at those pictures. It would be like, you know, in Sex and the City, the movie, when Carrie's trying on the wedding dresses while Fergie plays, Mitzi, sexy, beautiful, crazy, sexy. That's what I want.
That's what we need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want the montage. I want all the dresses. I need the Versace, the Gucci, the Vera Wang. I need all the gowns. I want to see all the options. I want to see options A through D. This is never going to happen. But a girl can dream.
No, I want to see the sketch. I want to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Now, the dress. I mean, Taylor's been in her boring era, I suppose, of clothing. Like, she's not really into trying new things as of the last year or so. It's kind of like the same stuff over and over, which I'm not opposed to. But like, I have always thought that she would have a big princessy moment, but I have a feeling that maybe she's going to go for something like more low key. I don't see her wanting a lot of poof.
You know, the thing about Taylor is that she can go one of two ways, and it's either she's going to do the biggest, most elaborate princess gown you've ever seen, or she's going to do like a vintagey. I don't think she'd ever do a mermaid. Thank God. Mermaid is my least favorite kind of wedding dress. But
really?
I do think like a sim... I hate it. I absolutely hate mermaid dresses. No offense to anybody who wears them. Everybody who puts them on, I think, looks great in them. But like, because I would look like a sausage, I absolutely despise them. So in any event, she would never do a mermaid. I just know she wouldn't. So like a simple kind of like flowing, light kind of a gown, I could also see her doing that. It's one or the other. I really can't imagine her in anything else. So
would it be very on brand for her wedding dress to be ugly? Well, yes.
Not in my world. Not in the world that I'm living in.
On brand for her, unfortunately.
I would kill myself. I would put a bullet in my brain. I can't.
What designer is going to do it? Is the question. Well, our usual suspects.
Like?
I mean, we have Oscar De La Renta.
Period.
Who I think is like dressing Trumpers now. So like that might not be happening anymore. We also have Vivian Westwood. I don't want that.
Hit or miss.
For wedding, I don't want that. Elisa?
It doesn't.
Now that's a bridal.
No, that could be something that I would clap and I would cheer for. But it's like, there's so many like iconic, classic like wedding dress designers that it's like.
Vera Wang.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, we should kind of go to somebody who's like really, I mean, I understand sticking to what you know, but like, there's so many dresses in the world. I need to be at the Kleinfeld dress consultation. I need to be there now. It's not funny. I need to be in the bridal party. I need to be saying no, yes, yes, no. I can't take it. I don't like not knowing.
No, yeah,
we need
to be part of the decision making. No, we need to have an influence over this. Who do you think, say that there's four bridesmaids. Who are you for sure certain that she's putting in her four bridesmaids?
Abigail, for sure. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
She's maid of honor to me. Maid of honor.
Selena, I think, for sure. Now, when we get into three and four, that's when things get a little bit murky. Because there's some
Gigi
friendships.
Hadid.
Oh, Gigi. And then for number
Ashley
four.
Ashley Avignon, I feel.
That would be a yes. And you know what?
She knows the tea.
Really, that's like a perfect bridal party. There's
I actually think,
completely.
Yeah, those four selections are perfect.
Yeah, there's no, I mean, you have Selena, you have the childhood best friend, you have the best friend who went on your first date with you. Also, they're engagement twinnies. They're engaged at the same time. There's, I mean, we have to be at each other's weddings. And then, of course, Gigi, she knows everything. She has to be at the wedding. And then Ashley Avignon, who knows everything too, but it's just a lot more quiet about it.
Well, you know who I would have said was a shoo-in for that I'm, I guess, not sure about anymore? Ms. Blake Lively.
They're doing so much crack cocaine takes about Blake Lively. I guess she hasn't liked the Instagram post. I don't have the wherewithal to figure that out, but it's like, okay.
I don't care. We don't care. It doesn't matter.
Podcasts that have already been made. I don't get it. Imagine you hear Taylor Swift engaged and your first thought is Blake Lively. It couldn't be me.
No, it couldn't
could not be me.
Be me. It's,
why
I love
do we
the,
care?
I love the ring. I love the, I want to see the dress. I can't wait to see Selena Gomez at the altar, et cetera, et cetera. I don't care about Blake Lively, but the only comment that I would offer is that I don't think she's making it into the bridal party.
Yeah, things are just very weird right now. I guess another question would be like, when do we think she's going to get married? That's the question
you can't
nobody
count
can
out.
Answer.
Here's someone you can't count out at the bridal party. Queena Dunham. Can't count her out.
Right. Lena Dunham.
Can't
she'll
count
probably
her
be
out.
At the wedding. At the very least, she'll definitely be
well,
at
so
the
will Jack. So will Jack.
Well, they need to, you know what? You got to be in the same room with these people every now and then. Let's work it out on the remix. You can't just say avoid, avoid, avoid for all time. You got to show up. You put the dress on. You go and you go to the open bar and you live. I'm saying it. Mm-hmm. Come on.
I can see her doing a second dress for the reception too.
Yes, that's what I did. Even I had a second dress for the reception.
And
you
I know that
to.
Second dress is going to gag harder than the main event. It's always the case.
Many such cases. Mm-hmm. Many such cases. And it's many such cases for the wedding dresses, too. I don't know. There's something to be said. You're in the big poofy gown all day, and then you put on the beautiful, sexy kind of cocktail dress. It's perfect. I love a second dress for the reception. I mean, we have to have it. I love it. I love the concept.
I want to see Taylor. She's going to want a skater skirt profile of some description, and I cheer.
And I cheer, and I want to see it right now. Yeah.
I want to know who's going to perform at the wedding. Taylor. Durr.
Taylor. I might draw the line of performing at one's own wedding.
I think that might be where I draw the karaoke?
Line.
Karaoke? Why wouldn't she get up and do it? Why wouldn't she get up
well,
and sing
karaoke,
Love Story at her own fucking
absolutely.
Wedding?
Absolutely. Karaoke,
she knelt to the
absolutely.
Ground and pulled out a ring. I think we should be saying it loud and proud.
I am saying...
How dare you not agree with that.
Let's bring in... I am saying if she wants to do karaoke, that's one thing. Who's going to be the wedding singer? It will not be Taylor Swift. I'll tell you that.
Oh, absolutely not. It's not going to be the Eras Tour. But I'm saying someone might get Taylor to come up and do a little Love Story. And I think I would like to see it.
Well, sure. Will we see it? Will we see it?
I think it's going to be like the secret sessions where her team forces all the guests to sign NDAs and steals their phones. And like wands them before they attend the ceremony. Like Taylor's wedding is going to be a secret session, basically.
Which I think is honestly completely necessary. I don't pretend to know what's going on inside her head or how much information she really wants people to have. But like if I was her and I was in her situation, it's like, I don't want people taking like these pictures going up on Instagram. I want to control what people see. I don't want everybody else to decide what pictures they take and what moments people see from my wedding. I would want to be
right. And we also don't want like random videos of Scott Swift's father of the bride speech just going up on someone's Instagram story. I think that's probably something that she would want to keep totally private. So I would imagine, I feel like they could do something really cute, like give people cameras or film cameras and get them to just like document the night of their own accord. That seems like something Taylor would love to do, Polaroids even, and be like, please don't use your phone. I would really appreciate it. And I think everyone would understand too. I think it's also good for like just good etiquette for any party, like just put your phone away. Put your phone away. What do you need it for?
Yeah. A lot of people need to be hearing this. A lot mm-hmm. of people need to be hearing this. Put your freaking phone down. Especially when somebody's walking down the aisle. Like, unless you're the mother of the bride, why is your phone up? There's going to be
a
video.
Just leave it. And also, you really want the bride to look over and make eye contact with your phone camera?
No. That's absolutely not
this
what you
isn't
want.
A concert. It's not right. a concert. It's a wedding. And you're supposed to, you're an invited guest. So behave as such.
This conversation is driving, this is absolutely psychotic. We're like planning
well, what else
the
are we
wedding.
Supposed to do?
What
We're
else
tavising.
Are we supposed to do? We're tavising. No phones at the wedding. You heard it here first on Evolution of uh-huh. Snake.
No phones
at the wedding,
Taylor Swift wedding.
Gentlemen. It's already been decided.
Maybe we can talk about how, let's do a little parasocial moment. Like, how does it feel? after being fans for so long that have been so invested in Taylor's various love stories. I felt like when I heard the announcement, I just felt this like relief for her in a way, just because like, again, we hate to center the men. I really don't like the patriarchal insistence that like your life begins when you're married, or like it ends when you're married even too, because it's both. It's like, oh, now she's finally starting her life, but also part of her life is over. And I think I just felt like this is something that Taylor has been, not marriage specifically, but like finding her person, finding the person that makes her feel like the best version of herself, that makes her feel whole, that makes her feel seen. That has been her project musically for so long. And to see that come to its logical conclusion is so heartwarming, especially after like the hauntings of something like The Prophecy, where she had more or less convinced herself that she was like doomed and fated to be heartbroken for her entire life. So it really felt like, I don't know, she seems really happy at the moment, and that fills me with happiness.
Yeah, I definitely had the exact same reaction. I mean, we all press play on The Prophecy, and you know what? The Prophecy really did feel like The Prophecy. There was definitely a time period where I was starting to think like, you know what? Maybe this whole getting married thing, not even like nobody's going to let her marry her. I wasn't thinking that, but I was thinking more like maybe she just like doesn't want to do it anymore. Even though this has been something that has been like a major like focal point of her music for so long, not necessarily getting married, but like finding a partner, finding a forever person, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe I was like starting to think like, I mean, maybe it's just like something that she's trying to learn to let go at this point, because everything, it just seems like after so many times of thinking that you finally found somebody, maybe at a certain point you start to give up a little bit. But you know what? I underestimated the degree to which Taylor has tenacity, because somebody like her who has like opened herself up so many times, fully and completely, she's definitely like a loyal ride or die. When she's in something, she's in it 100%, and she never half-asses pretty much anything. She doesn't even half-ass her like summer flings, like with Tom Hiddleston. No. She's in that 100%. Mm-hmm. Two feet in the getaway car, ladies and gentlemen. She just was never really going to let go of that thing. Even if you have everything, even if you have everything that you've ever wanted, monetarily, financially, career-wise, accolade-wise, you have everything. It's still like, there's a voice in the back of your head that's saying like, but I really wish that there was somebody in my house, like when I came home, who supported me and was always going to be there for me. And it's not about marriage. It's about a person being there. And that's just like, period. So I was really happy for her, because I was like, you know what? Deserved. It's what she deserves.
To your point that you just made, which was really good, about how it seemed like it had gotten to a point where she might have almost given up. I think the funniest thing is that like, I don't know, these things find you when you're not looking for them a lot of the time. And Taylor has made it her mission to like find love over and over again. And with songs like The Prophecy and like Clarabeau and like all of that, really the manuscript, the contemplative stuff on Tortured Poets, it seems like to me, she did surrender a little bit and was like, I am letting go. Like, I'm gonna start imagining what my life could be if this doesn't happen for me, because it seems as though it really might not. And I'm not okay with it right now, but like, I'm going to work through it through song and try and become okay with it. And as soon as she let that go, like as soon as she allowed that thought to escape her and like to surrender of that agency a little bit, look what happens.
Exactly. And you know what? It's so true. Everybody who's been in that similar situation has told me the same thing. It's like the second I just said, you know what? I'm over it. I'm going to start doing my own thing. There's something about that kind of energy that other people are really attracted to, when you're just like, I'm doing me 100%. And I'm not like hunting. I'm not thinking about it all the time. I'm thinking about me, and I'm thinking about making myself better. People are really attracted to that kind of thing, no matter what. So, you know,
this is, I think, what Game recognizes Game and Taylor and Travis too. Like, they are both exceptionally ambitious people. They're both attention whores who love the spotlight. Like, there are things that they share in common, I think, that Taylor really needs in a partner. And it was things that the number one thing, if you think about it, like the common pattern through most of her relationships is most people cannot handle the public eye with her. They just can't. Either it makes them feel inferior and it makes them feel as though her star is bigger than theirs, or they reject it wholesale. They say, I want to have you, but I don't want to have your fame, which is a rejection of her entirely. Or they say they want it and are completely overwhelmed by when it actually comes. And I think that Travis's like real insistence that he would just be normal, because that's the number one thing that struck me about their relationship, is that they've just been kind of moving normally, like just going out whenever they feel like it, enjoying dressing up, enjoying being seen. They're both kind of exhibitionists in a way, like an athlete and a performer. So like, he has really been able, I think, to meet her on a plane that no other man has, without shame and without, I think not even without shame, but without insecurity Like, he's not insecure about the fact that she needs to be bejeweled.
And this is the thing about those guys who aren't artsy guys. Artsy guys, you know, there's plenty of great artsy guys in the world. Like, honestly, I'm sure there are. But so many of them are pure evil. Evil. And Taylor has learned that lesson over and over and over again. It's crazy. So I think it's not even necessarily that, like, all the men that she's dated are pure evil. I mean, many of them are. But, like, that's not actually what she wanted. There's, like, an attraction because she's like, he's a cowboy like me. He's just like me. He's a muser like me. He's a thinker like me. He writes songs just like me. He does creative arts just like me. And it's like, oh, this is our thing that we're going to do together. And we're going to be able to be artsy together. But it's like, you know what? There's something to be said about having a partner who does something completely different from you and is out there doing his own thing and doesn't need to come home and, like, school you on what's good art or what's bad art. And the only thing that he is going to want to talk to you about that's like, I'm going to teach you about this, is like a thing that you DGAF about. You're not good at it. You don't care about it. You just say, okay, there's something to it.
I love you, queen. I love you. There's the alchemy is about okay. you. Okay, kitten.
Yay. Yay. I love it.
I think I agree. I think, like, she for so long commingled her desire to find a partner with her desire to fulfill her creative ambitions. And I think it was, like, romantic to her that she could fulfill both of those things at the same time. And now it's like, well, actually, what if my relationship is just a soft place to land? What if it's just, like, a fun place where I'm not, like, trying to work it out? I'm not trying to reflect this person in a specific light in my music or, like, characterize them in a specific way. I mean, I am interested in, like, what implications this is going to have on the projects going forward. I don't really anticipate this taking up too much room on the life of a showgirl. I think we might get a couple, like, I love you, Travis moments, but really this is about something else. It's about her. And I'm excited to see the evolution of her songwriting. Lots of people saying, I guess we can get into the reactions now. Lots of, I can't wait for the divorce album.
Demented. And you will not see the gates of heaven. It's Why? Rude. It doesn't matter who it is. Doing something like that, like something that's like a major milestone in somebody's life, I don't care if you don't like her. Don't be nasty. Don't be rude. It's bad karma.
So nasty and so rude.
So rude. It's bad karma. It is bad energy into the universe. And that's why you're probably sitting at home alone fapping it to XTube.
Where's your 500K ring?
I'm asking. Here's mine right here. X-tube. I'm kidding. It's not.
Not on the Evolution of a Snake podcast. That kills me. No, it's true. And I mean, in other news of people that are having mental breakdowns, the Gaylors, this is their
D-Day. What I'm seeing.
D-Day.
This is Titanic.
This is nuclear war for them. There will never be a coalescing Gaylor community ever again because, like, the splinters they have gone off into are crazy. And you know what it is? They're eating each other up. They're eating each other alive because some of them, a lot of them are doing backpedaling behaviors, I've noticed. A lot of them are doing, well, that doesn't mean she's not bi. No, no, no. That's not what you were saying.
I thought that wasn't allowed.
It wasn't allowed. The Gaylor logic never coheres. Someone said that she might be in the hospital if Taylor married Travis.
I saw that.
Better call 999.
This is worse than when my granddad died. You need help.
I've seen some Gaylors being like, oh, Taylor's not gay. And I'm like, this is what it took? A ring? That's it? You guys are so funny to me because you're like anti-patriarchy. You're like, men suck, men, blah, blah, blah. But a ring is the thing that you needed to prove that Taylor Swift from a man is not a lesbian. It wasn't enough that she said it a million times and she told you to back off and she said that it was invasive. This is the thing. When the man comes in, then it's the confirmation. Okay.
You see how that works? Do you see how that works? And they're doing good luck babe behaviors when you wake up next to him in the middle of the night. It's like, now, who is the like protagonist in that song? Who do you imagine is saying good luck babe to Taylor Swift in your vision?
Oh, they could give you a list. Diana, Carly, where does it end?
Most of these women are already married.
But Madeline, they're also doing good luck, babe. So you see, they're doing good luck, babe, and Taylor's doing good luck, babe to them, and they're all in a place of good luck, babe.
Right. It's a good luck circle. It's a good luck circle. Okay. I find that really interesting. The Gaylor breakdowns have been really delicious to me. I clapped and I cheered when I saw it because I was like, you know what?
Get them. get them.
It's time. We need to pack this up because it's been getting freaky for a long time. Suitcases need to be packed and the rooms need to be empty.
I think now it can just officially be designated as a conspiracy theory. Like, because there is now officially, there always has been, but there is like, you know, there's a rock. There's a rock, there's a sign, there's a message that you need to move on. And that New York Times, I don't want to see another op-ed about Taylor Swift being a lesbian in the New York Times. I will write.
No, that's over. That's over.
It should never have happened to begin with.
No. That was upsetting. That was really disappointing. That was really disappointing.
How are the Joe Widows responding to this, Madeline?
It's actually crazy to me because they were the last people on my mind. So were the Blake Lively people, to be fair. That really surprised me. But when I saw Joe Widowing on my timeline, it absolutely took me aback. They're doing behaviors that are... Because remember, Joe is a genius. Joe was the perfect match for her. Joe
He's
was so much
creative.
Better than her. He's so much smarter than her. Oh my God. He's the reason why Folklore and Evermore were good records. In spite of the fact that he was also in the room during Lover. I'd like everybody to remember that. He was in the room. Me was written about him. I don't know. Let's just do the math here. But nonetheless, the only reason that she's ever written an album like Folklore Evermore is because of Joe. And now she's with the idiot. She's with the clown. He's embarrassing. Okay. That's kind of like their whole big take about Travis. He's embarrassing. And what I saw today was they were putting up a side-by-side of like when she was writing about Joe as compared to So High School. And they were saying, you see how much more profound it was on Peace than when she's writing
put
about
London
Travis.
Put London Boy up there. Put London Boy up there.
Put London Boy up there. Exactly.
She's
and
a silly.
Like, we have one Travis song, okay? It was a song about having a crush. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's
we
more
to give
to
it
come.
A rest.
We need to give it a rest. So that's pretty much the entire. It's still like, oh.
B-D.
And I saw another take that was like, I thought there was so much more to life than dating the boy in the football team. There is. She already did
there
it
is.
All.
She's a showgirl.
She's in her 30s, ladies and gentlemen. She's not 19, selling her whole future down the river. Like, I don't understand. You guys are, you're El Stupido. I don't know what to tell you.
At the same time, they're like, well, those same people will crucify her for doing her girl boss behaviors. You're not a girl boss, but billionaire bad, which tea, obviously. But you can't have it both ways.
No, you can't. Honestly, come on. I thought it was so rude. And so disrespectful.
So nasty and so rude. I'm reading this book about postmodernism and there's a chapter on Madonna. And the chapter on Madonna basically is like, she is so famous. Her image has been commercialized and sold so many different times and so many different ways and so many different mediums that now, like, the authorship of like what she does and what that means belongs to everyone. She's just a screen onto which people project their ideas and interpretations of who she is and also reflect their like cultural and social values onto. And that to me is what Taylor is at this point. It's like, if you are a trad wife and you believe in like, you know, very heteronormative, like stereotypical American homogeny, you are projecting that when you see Tavis. If you are a gayler that feels as though you have some sort of like pressure to conform and like be straight or whatever it is, you project that onto it. If you are like a girl boss who's like afraid that she's never going to find love or whatever, and you don't know if it should mean something to you or not, you project that. It's like, it doesn't really matter like what Taylor means anymore. It's what Taylor means to other people.
I wonder if I do that. Subconsciously. I don't know that I do. Do I?
I really try Maybe not I to. I really try to just... Well, it's because we have a bit of a personal stake in it, in that like we are invested in her as a character. So I don't want Taylor to live my life. That's not interesting to me.
Right. No, it's not interesting to me either. I don't think of her that way. I definitely think of her life as like...
I like when she makes weird decisions I don't understand. Yeah. It's interesting to me.
It's completely separate from what I've got going on in my life. There's only been like a couple of times where I've been like, oh my God, this is so me. Only a couple of times. And I've been happy.
This is so tea.
This is so Madeline tea. I mean, Life of Sugar, October 3rd, we already knew that. That's tea. That's Libra tea. Reputation tea. Et cetera, et cetera. But otherwise, no, I'm not saying tea to most things. I'm happier
in
that way.
Yeah.
I see her as like a separate force and not something that's like, I'm putting like my belief system onto her because I know I have a completely different belief system from her, and she's doing behaviors that you know, she said when your gym teacher gets married to your English teacher, that
corny.
That was, she's corny. She's corny. She's a corn dog.
But she's always been this way. Corn dog,
and that's
she's
her.
Always
draw
been
the cat
this
eye
way.
Sharp enough to kill a man. Draw
this
it
is
sharp
why
enough to kill a man.
Her and Joe were never going to work because he's addicted to like being cool and being a London ironic boy, and Taylor's addicted to saying, when your gym teacher marries your English teacher, like she's a corny girl. She's a lame millennial, always has been.
Yeah. And honestly, it's like one of my favorite things about her. Sometimes I don't even cringe anymore. Like the gym teacher and English teacher thing, I didn't even hardly react.
No,
there are people having like, yeah, cringe meltdowns over it. And it's like, you know what? I'm so used to it. And if she said anything else, I'd think it wasn't written by her.
In certain ways, I was thinking about this the other day before this happened. I was like, I feel like I don't like know who Taylor is anymore. Like what she is or like what she wants or like what motivates her. But then with the, like weirdly with the engagement, I'm like, yeah, okay. Like that's my girl. Like I know if you told like 18-year-old me or like, no, 13-year-old me that like showed me this Taylor Swift Instagram engagement post, I would be like, exactly. And what next?
Precisely.
That wouldn't shock me. If you showed me the Reputation album cover, I would have had a mental breakdown. But if you showed me this post, I would be like, yeah.
And well, and you know, the thing about it is that like it's people getting engaged that have never been engaged before. These are uncharted Swifty waters. These are uncharted Swifty waters. It's people getting engaged who have never been engaged before. I clap and I cheer. These are unprecedented Swifty times. When it first happened, I was doing so much of a grind because I made the video and then I had to edit it and I had to do this and I had to do that, and blah, blah, blah. So I like hadn't processed it. All of a sudden I was sitting there and I was like, holy shit, Taylor's engaged. Like to be married.
I feel like I haven't really like understood the implications of it all. I think when I'm thinking of the song that immediately came to mind when I was thinking about it was, long story short, it was The Wrong Guy. That. And also Invisible String. Cold was the steel of my axe to grind for the boys that broke my heart. Now I send their babies presents. I'm kind of like, that to me is the tea on like where she's at mentally and has been. Like, it's so funny that we're repurposing all of these Jover songs to be about Travis. But like the Invisible String thing really makes sense to me because there's like such a quiet like peace in that song and an idea. It's like a sister song to The Prophecy almost. It's talking about like how certain things are meant to be and you don't really need to intervene that much because whatever's going to happen will happen.
Well, once upon a time, there was something on the Evolution of a Snake books called The Dear Reader, The Prophecy, Invisible String, Sister Songs episode. That has gone the way of the dragon because so many other things have gone on.
But it's got to come back.
The tea has been clocked, and the tea has been clocked down hardcore. The first song that I thought of was Love Story. Duh.
Yeah.
Second one I thought of was Mine. Duh. Then I thought about Mary's Song. Duh. Mine are all like duh ones. I was going duh.
I didn't think about Mary's Song. That wasn't a duh to me.
Also,
that was a huh?
I listened to You're Losing Me probably like a million times. Now that's what I wanted to listen to. I wanted to hear
yes.
And I Wouldn't Marry Me Either, a pathological people pleaser. It's most pleasing to me now. To
and
go
now
from
what?
I died on the altar waiting for the clues and to go from I Wouldn't Marry Me Either and no deal that 1950s shit they want for me when she was like deluding herself that I don't want to get married. I don't need to get married. I don't want to get married. But it's like the beast still lived inside of her that said dress and ring now, please. Can I please have a dress and a ring? That beast still lives strong. I've been thinking about that girl a lot lately. How's she doing? She's doing pretty good.
She's having the time of her life fighting dragons.
She's really happy right now, I think. She's having a really good time. So good for her. Good for her.
I'm happy about that, Taylor. Taylor, I think this is the concluding message is we're very happy for you. We're going to let you finish for always and ever. And, you know, if you want more up-to-date tea on like what's going on, patreon.com/astrologist. Even in the last 12 hours since this was announced, we have had a Madeline reaction video and a Swiftologist live audio
Where are you?
Space thing.
Where are you?
Where are you? You need
Where
to be
are
there.
You?
If you're not there, you're missing out. You're missing out. And you know what? This is a great segue back to the episode about Tavis. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
We're in the middle of the Life of a Showgirl rollout. And, you know, there's actually two showgirls that we need to be discussing, apparently, at all points. We have discovered that not only is Travis Kelce a football player, he is also a showgirl.
Yeah, I discovered Travis. I discovered Travis was a showgirl one of the first times, not the first time, maybe the second or third time that they went out together and I saw the outfit. I had never seen him dressed before. It's not my interest. When I saw the outfits as they started rolling out more and more, it occurred to me that he thought he was the showgirl.
I think he still thinks that he does. What we respect and love about Travis is that he understands that he's not the biggest showgirl. He's like showgirl's sidekick. The real showgirl is Ms. Taylor Swift. And so, long story short to say, today we're going to be talking about some of the most iconic, whether good or bad, Tavis catwalks. And if you want to hear our unpopular opinions about Tavis, we just put up an episode on Patreon. So patreon.com/Swiftologist to get that tea. They're actually not our unpopular opinions. There's yours. And we are reacting to them. But today, I guess, we have to preface every fashion commentary with, first of all, it's a joke. It's a kiki. They can wear whatever they want. And we clap and cheer. When it's bad, we love it. Because it's more fun. And number two, we're not fashion experts, never claimed to be. We're just normal people with eyes and feelings.
Come on, t-shirt. Do you guys are wearing t-shirts? You're really going to comment on what Taylor's wearing? Yes.
Yeah. Yes, the hell
I
am.
And I do the same thing every award show, every red carpet. There I am in my macaroni and cheese stained sweatpants saying, she looks good, she looks bad. Yeah. Any other questions?
And you would do it too for a check.
Yeah.
You would do it too for a check.
You do it for free. That's what kills me the most. You're doing it.
We would do it for free too. Like we have been doing this
for
free.
This
is not the first time we've done commentary. We've been clowning on Taylor's outfits forever. And now I guess we have another two mirror balls in the spotlight to discuss.
Well, you know what's interesting is we've never really talked about her boyfriend's fashion before because it's never been relevant.
Well, it's never been interesting.
It's never been interesting. I mean, I think Tom Hiddleston, only because when he went to Selena Gomez, he looked like her dad.
He looked like he had been pulled out of a conference in order to attend.
Good for him.
His daughter's showcase.
Good
and that's
him.
What was going on. I think Travis overall, his style is individual.
It's unique. He's a unique snowflake.
Promise that she'll never find another like me.
Me, he.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to describe his style, actually. Me, the song. It's loud. It's bright. There's a lot of colors and patterns. And unfortunately, although we can see that Travis has had a net positive influence on Taylor Swift's mental health, he has had a net negative influence on her sense of style, I have to say. She was not Miss Label Girl until she met Mr. Labelman.
Yeah, and I think it's undeniable, especially as you go through the biggest pap walks. Like, now, something occurred here. Something very label-centric occurred here. And it's shocking.
That's not my timeless rich diva.
No, that certainly isn't. That's certainly not
there
my
are times
timeless rich diva.
In the last 2 years where I've looked at Taylor Swift and said, you look like an influencer. And that's not a compliment.
No, I don't think anybody would think that was a compliment. You're not supposed to look like, you know, not even like a full-blown Kardashian, but like a Kardashian wannabe.
No, like a TikToker. Not even that. A TikToker. Yeah. You look like someone who's making dancing videos and crying on TikTok.
That's not the girl I knew. That's not the girl I knew. It's not the girl
I think 2023 was her worst year of TikTok dressing offensiveness. It's gotten better over time. But I guess we can just jump straight into this absolute gag.
This was on October 14th, 2023. This was actually their very first pop walk together ever. Other than, obviously, when they walked together at the football game. I actually don't consider football games to be pop walks. A pap walk to me, before we go any further, actually, I should have clarified this. They have to know the pictures are being taken and want them to be taken. Those are probably the two biggest ones to me. You would not see any blurry, clearly they didn't know their picture was being taken pictures here. And number three, a pap walk is not going to the U.S. Open. That's not a pap walk.
No. That's it just attending an event. They're going to dinner.
Yeah, exactly. It has to be street style. They're dressing to get their picture taken. That's the way that I think of it. So this was their first official pap walk together. You know, it's really, it's not bad. I was cheering.
Oh, Taylor looks good.
Was absolutely cheering. This was the same night that they surprised everybody with cameos on SNL. Travis was in a sketch about Swifties going to NFL games, fitting, and then Taylor randomly introduced Ice Spice. Ladies and gentlemen, Ice Spice.
Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you, Taylor.
We wanted that. She was really obsessed with a bustier at this specific period of time.
And I liked it.
And a corset.
I clapped and I cheered.
Oh, it looked great. This was pre-Torture Poets. Egging.
We had to egg. So she's wearing a houndstooth wool coat and a Versace corset top. Those are like the two label things that she's wearing. And then $16,000 worth of earrings.
Yeah, her jewelry game really starts to step up here. And we obviously have mixed opinions about that. She loves chunk. She loves gold. She wants static. And
that's her right. It's her right. But I don't have to cheer for it. I don't like the chunk. The gold, I'm kind of like, I wouldn't care either way. I know some people have a pretty strong opinion about her in silver or gold. I don't know enough about color grading or whatever it's called to like get into that. I do know that I don't like the giant chunks of gold. I know that. I'll tell you that for free. I don't like it.
I like her. I like her in silver jewelry, but in general, I just think she looks nice in fine jewelry, like smaller items. The chunk is just not my favorite. I think in general, not just on Taylor. But I mean, of all the looks she's done, this is great. And what kills me sometimes is they are dressed like they're going to different events. Where is Travis going?
He looks like he's going like, to the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, he's going
to
the ranch.
He's got on his like cactus jacket and his slacks and his shoe. I mean, he's going to the ranch. Good for him.
Where's the lasso?
Exactly. But they don't. They're definitely not matchy-matchy. Honestly, I have to say, I think I would prefer they're going to different events over matchy-matchy. I think matchy-matchy...
That's for Disney adults.
That's for Disney adults.
Taylor Swift.
So yeah. They are free. If you want to look like you're going to different places, I support you 100% because it's better than the alternative. I'll tell you that for free.
Well, why don't we take a look at the next image? Because this is certainly... I mean, I guess, you know what? They actually do look like they're going to the same whack event. It's a whack event that they are attending.
I always think that this is an outfit that would look a lot better on Olivia Rodrigo. Every time I see it, I'm like, Olivia Rodrigo would wear the shit out of that.
Boots the ass down.
She would boots that down. Taylor, for some reason, just kind of like, she looks the fool. I don't know, something about it.
She looks, and I don't believe in like in dressing your age or anything like that. I think it's stupid. But there's something to be said about how this specific outfit reflects nothing about Taylor Swift as a human being. Like, this is not something I would say is her style. It's not really her color palette. These aren't items that I think she would ever wear normally. So it is a truly baffling selection of items. And Travis looks like the Michelin man.
Yeah, I mean, two completely different events. She's going to like her influencer meeting. She's going to meet her PR director or whatever, who's going to tell her what TikTok she needs to be making. And he is going to change somebody's tires.
I don't know what. He's a mechanic. Yeah, he's in a space of fixing something. And Taylor is ready to go to the CeraVe face wash opening night party.
And you know what? She would do great at CeraVe because she is growing. Let's call spade a spade.
She's doing boot. She's doing... this top. It's a Gautier top. And like, again, Lily Rose Depp would look gorgeous in this. Taylor Swift, it just doesn't align with her brand.
No. It's kind of like a Reputation era top. If I had to compare it to anything that she's ever worn in the history of ever, like maybe this is kind of a rep-coded look, but otherwise...
It's a little too girly for rep even. Like there's something kind of like delicate about it, and I don't like it, is my resounding sentiment.
Yeah, I think like these were taken like one day after another. So there's the first one and then there's the second one. I would choose the first day over in a heartbeat. SNL day, absolutely.
Easily.
So this one, not a favorite.
I support her having fun and trying new things, but not at my expense.
Yeah. So then we didn't see them again until March. The rest of the time they were doing football game, football game, football game. So the next time they're pictured together out and about is in March, on March 24th, 2024. They're out for lunch in Malibu. Now, I love this look. I do.
Hair bag and shoes, good.
Absolutely amazing. I love the skirt. So she's got on a Reformation loafer. Reformation is one of her favorite brands. And then she has on a Sandy Liang skort. And you know what? It's not often I say, I see a squirt and I say, that is a really cute squirt. But I like that it's like open. So you can kind of like see the short underneath. It's absolutely adorable. And then she's just got on like a cute little messenger bag. I love the color of the sweater. It's like periwinkle. Mm-hmm.
It's really good on her. And I like the shades too. It's kind of like, it seems like a tortoise shell or something. I like this. This is really fun and easy and low key. And Travis kind of matches too. He is wearing sweatpants. And I have to say, like, I don't like this trend of sweatpants being acceptable, like fashion clothing. You're never going to show me a pair of sweatpants and be like, these should be worn like out to Nobu with Taylor Swift. The answer is always going to be no. Put on some jeans, put on some khakis. I want to see something different than that. But I feel like tonally, they really are like complementing each other. And Taylor loves a skater skirt. She really loves that silhouette. And I think this is a fun way to do something different with it.
Yeah, and she always looks great in it. I absolutely love a pleated skirt. Underrated.
Also,
I've been saying
this is very Taylor Swift. When you compare this to the last look, like it's kind of preppy, but there's a little bit of like an interesting element with the slit and the skirt. And like that is to me very her personal style. Like we've seen her wear variations of this kind of outfit in 1989 in red. There are like multiple instances of her looking like this, this kind of profile. Whereas the one before, there's been a glitch.
Yeah. So this one looks like, I mean, you could have been looking at Speak Now Taylor Swift, honestly, is what this reminds me the most of. This is how the girlie was dressing. And I clapped and I cheered the entire time.
Up next, she's starring in Last Night in Soho.
Now, this is a hot take. I know a lot of people don't. I absolutely love this outfit. I'm obsessed with it. I think it's so cute.
I'm looking at it.
The dress is only $119. I thought that was a great tidbit.
I can tell.
And I like it. And we like it. Yeah. Well, I mean, what's wrong with the $119 dress?
I like the shoe.
We can tell. We can tell.
I'm just saying.
It was a normal price dress.
That's a synthetic fabric. I know that for sure. I like the shoe.
I like the whole thing.
Yellow shoe.
I think she looks very, very 70s.
I'm opposed to this color palette in life. So I was never going to like this. I don't like neon. I don't like that coral. It's just not for me. Travis with the bucket hat that says LV on it. Why?
Now, I'm not looking at him. He's irrelevant to this image to me because he's not giving anything. This to me, it's like he disappears. And all I see, I mean, it's a pretty loud outfit that she has on. So he's wearing all white. So he's completely irrelevant to me. I don't even see him. All I see is this gorgeous girl in the background.
They kind of match, actually. Now that I'm looking at it, they do kind of match. And when I realize they're in London, like there is something so 60s mod, like Twiggy vibe about what Taylor's wearing. So like situationally, it makes sense to me. Like Last Night in Soho, truly.
Well, she's got her Stella McCartney bucket bag on. You better believe it. The sandals that she has on are Gucci. Yes, and we can tell. Absolutely, Gorgina. And then her VRG girl, $119 crochet dress. I cheer every time. I cheer every time. Thank you, Taylor, for taking us back to the Twiggy. Thank you for taking us back to Twiggy. We needed it.
Up next, we have a real serve.
Now, this was the Gagarino. You know what my favorite thing about this outfit is? The fact that her boots match her shirt, her purse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed with that. It's the same pattern. I love it.
My literal only note about this is I hate that lip color. If we had been given a dark berry lip or a red glossy lip, this would be everything to me because it's a rare instance of hair bag shoes. All good.
And you know, the thing that really kills me is that Travis kind of looks like he's going to his frat brother's room to like hit the bong. That's exactly what he looks like.
He does this like straight guy athlete thing, which is where they wear extremely oversized clothing despite being like bigger men already. So it always looks like they're just drowning in fabric. Like he's wearing a sleeveless shirt and it really looks like he's wearing a sack. And then the pants have like absolutely no structure to them. So it looks like pajamas. And then next to you, you have the conserve of the century. Hello?
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing for free. He was living comfortably today, and I don't think Taylor was feeling extremely comfortable.
No,
she's got on
that doesn't look like a comfortable outfit.
Sheer, like, over mesh top with, like, a bustier underneath, the mini skirt, the boot, the blazer. I mean, she's not comfortable. And then you look next door, and he looks like he's about to go to bed.
Taylor in tailoring is always great. Like whenever she incorporates men's tailoring into her fashion, I've noticed it always looks so good, whether it's like a pair of slacks or a blazer or even like a waistcoat from time to time. She's done that too. This to me is like the underneath part technically kind of, you know, maybe might cross into Gen Z TikToker territory, but the blazer like ties it all together and gives it like a grown-up edge. And yeah, this is the one time that I'm not really opposed to her doing like LV, LV, LV. But that clearly is a Travis influence.
Yeah. And I don't, the only thing that I don't like about this look is, again, the jewelry. And it's not even just because it's chunk, although, you know, that is the reason. But it also doesn't really match anything else that's going on. The chains are silver and it has like a gold pendant. I can't see what it is, but like it doesn't match anything that's going on. I'll tell you that for free.
Also, because it's like a high neck, I feel like a pendant is not the best moment. It could have just been, even a choker with this would have been really cute.
Yeah. So this one's okay. I put this one middle of the road.
I'd say middle upper.
Period.
Well, speaking
now, up
of
next
upper.
Is the absolute serve of the century. I think I remember this one as being the first time I thought joint slay. Finally, we prayed on our hands and knees for days like this. A joint slay. This was on September 7th. It was outside Electric Lady. Can you say Gorgina?
I can say it 10 times fast and in 18 different languages. Gorgina, this is unreal. I think this is the first time where they look like they were going to the same event, but mm-hmm. The event was Travis is the museum attendant delivering a gorgeous piece of fine art to be exhibited for the first time in many hundreds of years. The one thing about this is the bag. It's a weird
bag. The Vivian
bag.
Westwood bag. It's
the Vivian
absolutely...
Westwood bag. Oh, I mean, it does kind of go with the outfit, I suppose.
It's summery.
I just don't like it. It's summery. I feel like this is what Lover could have been if Lover was a grown-up and Lover wasn't a four-year-old eating a Happy Meal. Like, this is the Lover vibe.
Yeah, and it's absolutely Gorgina. I love the half-open back of the dress. I love dresses that have that kind of an effect. It's not quite two pieces, but it's almost two pieces. I love that kind of a thing. I love the scalloped hem. It's so cute. I love the sandals. Those are Louboutins heeled sandals, by the way. And she just, the makeup is perfect. The hair is perfect. I clap and I cheer. And even Travis looks good. I mean, we have nothing to want for.
Travis looks like his mom said, go put on your nice clothes for once.
Yeah. And he's also has his hair styled, which he doesn't always do. I think a lot of times he prefers to hide under a hat. Many such cases, by the way. It's just easier.
He's been going
I get it.
Through a hair evolution as of late. Actually, really, Swiftologist coded his new hairstyle, I have to say,
middle part.
But this is like a slicked back. This is the male equivalent of a slick back bun.
It looks great. I'm not crazy about the mustache, but that's kind of like my own crust to bear. That's my journey.
I don't like that. The mustache can be fine as when it extends around the sides of the mouth. I'm like...
Yeah, the handlebar mustache. It's just not good, ladies and gentlemen. The ladies don't line up. The ladies don't line
well,
up.
Well, I'll tell you Taylor... is seated.
Taylor's seated. And you know what? I'm happy for her. But if it were me, I'd be saying we need to get the Clippers out because that needs to be over.
Up next, we have the prime example of how Travis has ruined part of Taylor Swift's street style because this is one of the fuggliest things she's ever worn. I hate it. I hate it. Head to toe.
It's just absolutely shocking. This is truly the most egregious display out of anything that we're about to see. This has got to be my least favorite one. It's just absolutely terrible. So we have a wool blend trench coat, and then we have a Gucci sleeveless mini dress. We have a Gucci shoulder bag, and we have Gucci leather sandals.
Oh, sorry,
and on top of all
that, it's Gucci, not LV.
Gucci. And then we have a vintage necklace, which I actually love when she pulls a vintage item, but she's worn this one a few times. I hate it. I hate this necklace.
I hate everything about this. I don't mind the bag because that's just like a classic, the horse bit, like it's a classic bag. Even the shoe is fine. The all over monogram print is where like really you need to go to jail. Anytime she wears like a really heavy logo, I am in despair. And this color also looks horrible on her. The dress has these weird leather pockets. That brown color, not in her color palette, doesn't look good. And yet again, she's wearing something that doesn't fit her. Why is this a sack?
She looks like she is dressed like the villain of a movie about kids who want to be able to play at the country club. Like, she's the lady at the country club who says no kids allowed. Yeah, that's what she looks like, and it kills me. You know, this is literally how white woman villains dress in movies. It's killing me.
Travis looks better than her, and it's rare to say that.
Yeah, this is actually, I mean, if we're throwing people bones, this is one of his better looks. I like the monochromatic black and white look he has going on here. It's actually kind of a serve. Good for him. Good for him
and bad for Taylor Swift. What a humiliating turn of events.
This is hands down the worst outfit I think she's worn in like the last 5 years. I saw it and I gasped the first time I saw it. I said this can't be
everything about it. And also her hair. Hair is a mess.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, it looks like she's been out in the wind. That's kind of what it looks like. It was a windy day that day.
Bristle brush. Come on, Taylor.
It's not my favorite. And I know there are some people who are really into this kind of a thing. To you, I say, I'm happy for you, but this is absolutely where I draw the line. I can't be having that.
I thought this was one of those ones that everybody universally agreed upon was bad. Are there people that like this?
And we've encountered them in our own Discord.
Discord. You'll find anything there.
So yeah, there's people that like this kind of a thing. And you know, the thing about the constant labels, it's like, you know what? If it was just one thing or the other, But it's like all three.
Yeah. And when it's all bad as well, it's like, if you want to, okay, that the matching boot and purse, that was cute.
Then that was cunt. I cheered
for
that.
The rest of it, no. Again, fire the stylist. We've been saying that. The next look is that's my princess, that's my queen, that's my diva. And the first thing that jumps out at me here is like, oh, so you can style your hair. So you do have a Dyson and you can just even give it a little zhuzh to make it not look flat and stringy. Her hair looks gorge.
Yeah, everything about this look is pretty perfect. I love the corset top. I love the high-waisted skirt. I love the jacket. The boot, I'm not entirely crazy over, but you know, we got to take our wins where we can get them. I even like the Dior bag. I like the weird misshapen bag. Why not?
I mean, the saddlebag, this is just, the saddlebag really like came back into public consciousness about 3 years ago. It peaked about 3 years ago. Like even the influencers are not really carrying their saddlebags anymore because they're so ran through. And I guess Taylor just like didn't get to participate at the time because she was focusing on, I don't know, having style. So she's participating now, but I can forgive it because it goes with the rest of the look. The shoe, this specific chunky platform loafer boot that she always does is one of my least favorite things. I hate it.
And you know what? I'm saying I forgive her because I do love the look.
Ankle
up,
it's gorgeous. Ankle up, it's gorgeous.
I love the way that the corset perfectly ties together the skirt and the jacket. It's absolutely Gorgina. However, you know what I don't like, and it's that goddamn necklace. What is that?
There it is. It's bright too. It's like a yellow gold.
It's humongous.
Which means it's really expensive. The more yellow and tacky, the more expensive and real. Can you believe
it,
girls?
I took down the notes. By the way, all of my details about like what specifically the clothes are, I got that from a little lady called Taylor Swift Style. Thank you so much for your service.
Put some respect on her name.
Put some respect on that name. So this is about $7,000 worth of Louis Vuitton jewelry and other jewelry. Not that bad.
Compared to $16,000.
This is humongoid. I can't forgive it.
She's a mammoth. The coat is Ralph Lauren, which is one of her, in her wheelhouse of brands, I'm saying like The Row, Tommy Hilfiger, Ralph Lauren. Not really Gaultier. That wouldn't be my number one pick for her, but you know, she doesn't listen.
No, but she's on a journey.
Travis looks good.
I like that weird, like, sexual silhouette.
I would wear a shirt like that.
Yeah. It's cool. It just like makes people look and say, what is that? And I love
the mustache,
like that's
though.
My favorite kind of thing that like men can wear is like a weird button down shirt with like a bizarre design. It's like my favorite thing. Cause it's like you don't have a lot of ways to really like make yourself stand out in like classic masculine men's fashion. So to this is the kind of thing I like because it's
you know, true. It's hard to take a risk and put yourself out there unless you want to wear a dress and a skirt. And some of us, no shade and no hate to anybody that wants to wear a dress and a skirt as men. I'm more power to you, but I don't. So exactly the ways that I have to experiment with my style are funky shirt, pretty much.
Yeah, funky
or cool
shirt.
Pant.
Or cool pant. These are the options.
Travis so loves funky one, shirt.
He does. And you know what? That's the thing that I like it when he does. But this look altogether, I would say upper mid for both of them.
Upper mid. Good. Yes, absolutely.
Looks good.
I have a feeling we will not agree on the next one.
Well, you know I love velvet, so I'm kind of like a sucker for it. It doesn't really matter what it is. It doesn't matter what color it is. I like I love the fabric of velvet. I just think it's so chic and so Gorgina. I do hate the shoe. I will say that it don't work. It don't make no sense.
It's often the shoe with her. That's often the thing that really elevates a look from like mid to bad or good to mid is her selection of shoe. It's one of her more baffling areas of choice. Velvet is okay to me in like pieces. I don't really love it as like a full memento. And I also think that this looks like, I know this is the fabric, but it looks like it needed to be steamed. And I hate the color. But she looks gorgeous. Her spray tan is spray tanning. Her hair looks good. Face serving. I just hate the color.
Absolutely. I mean, I love the face. I love the hair. I love everything. I like, except for the shoe. Again, I reiterate, this is a good one. And as for Travis, he kind of
looks like he's going to the pool.
He looks like he's going surfing. Like if that necklace was puka shells, it wouldn't surprise me.
Actually, it would be that outfit would be so cute if it was puka shells.
Yes. I mean, commit to the bit.
Commit
to
the
bit. You look
like
you're going surfing. You look like you're promoting a surf brand. And I think that you should be. His hair looks really good though. I like the way his hair looks.
They look like they're going to Chuck E. Cheese.
What? No, they don't.
They're the animatronics.
Kind of,
they're the animatronics.
There is something kind of like birthday party about it, though.
It is birthday party. I think that's why
it is birthday party.
Chuck E. Cheese called. Why don't we talk about something that changed the face of the world? And actually, I ran out of words. This is everything to me. This is everything to me. I remember waking up to this and being like, oh my God, I've been praying. Like this was Taylor answering everything that I personally love about her personal style. She's out to dinner with Margaret and Jack. She's wearing a Stella McCartney crystal blazer. Who knew Stella McCartney still had taste? Who knew? We didn't know that.
This is a great blazer. I saw Stella McCartney and I was like, really?
I know. I love the shoulders. I love that it has a shoulder pad and it's like a looser fit. It's double breasted. I love the bottom detail. It's so, so cute.
It's, you know what? And this is what we were talking about before. In the annals of like classic silhouettes and like classic looks, throwing a little bit of pizzazz to something like a classic, like what is this, tweed blazer and like giving it a little bit of a pop. It's like one of my favorite things to do with like classic shit like this. It just takes it to the next level and it's like, ooh, I love it. I love the detail of it. It's so Gorgina. And this was like a Christmas, New Year's kind of a look. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
Even the boots, the chunky boot here, I can abide because it goes into the tights. The skirt length is just right. Her hair looks so, so good. I actually want to own that jacket for myself.
It's pretty. It's a really nice jacket. That's a nice jacket. And to tie it all together, Travis is over there kind of looking like if Jack Antonoff was ripped.
Stop.
He's got his cardigan on.
Me behind the console for a sec. I need to start cooking.
Mm-hmm. His square frame glasses.
I feel like Travis is the kind of person that like puts on glasses because he wants to feel smart. You know, he's like, people are going to take me more seriously if I put my glasses on.
Yeah. Does he need contacts or anything? I actually didn't
even think
of that.
Well, there's that photo of them together, but he also definitely strikes me as the kind of person that would just wear fake glasses for fashion purposes only.
Oh, like back in the day, like when people used to get those 3D glasses from the movies and wear them to be a hipster.
Or pop the lenses out. Yeah.
Those were the days. I'm going to say it.
Taylor did that.
Things were simpler.
Taylor literally did that.
And she was right. And it looked great.
These millennials.
What can you do with them?
They coordinated, I feel. They coordinated.
Oh, they
were
did.
Like the
and
color palette
amazing.
At least.
And
thank you, Taylor.
10 out of 10.
Thank you, Taylor.
This is one of my all-time favorite Tavis pop walks, for sure. And you know, there's just something to be said. You need to dress appropriately for the season. I'm saying it. I'm tired of seeing people looking like it's not Christmas. Is it or is it not? These are two people who understand the assignment. Thank you.
And Taylor Swift is someone who celebrates Christmas, so she respects.
She sure respects
the Christ-like observance of the day.
She does. Thank you.
This is what Jesus wanted, actually, when he said, I want you to celebrate my birthday. This is the dress code for the party he sent on the RSVP. And if you don't have a blazer that has glitter on it, please stay at home.
Yep, exactly. You're not invited to the party.
The next one is also another absolute intergalactic. I'm speechless.
I'm speechless.
Her hair. We used to pray
for days like these. It's absolutely incredible. We used to pray for days like these. My favorite thing about this look is the coat and the bag matching moment. I'm absolutely obsessed with that. And the red bottom matching the lip. I mean, come on.
Started from the bottom. Now we here.
Now we literally here.
I wish that I could have this moment for life. I actually do. In this very moment, I'm king. Okay? This is everything to be. The hair. She's wearing silver jewelry. Have you heard of it? Silver jewelry.
Ladies and gentlemen, I submit into evidence. There's something to be said. There really is. Look at this and then compare it to all the gold jewelry she's been wearing. She just pops so much more in this picture. She pops. I think she's icy.
She even knows that she has absolutely house down boots to this moment. That coat is so cute. And the way that it matches with the earrings and the bag, it's like not too much.
It's perfect. And I like it. You know, a light, it's like, obviously, there's a lot of sparkle going on here, but it doesn't feel like it's too much because of how it's done and the black and, you know, the simple outfit underneath with this like over the top coat, the over the top bag, the over the top earrings and the red lip. I mean, girls, what more do you need in life?
We used to pray for days like these. I'm serious. This is one of her best looks. Also, yeah, I love the red bottom matching the lip. I also don't mind what Travis is wearing. He looks the fool. Like we have to say, Travis looks the fool, but I like that he's like her pop of red too.
Yes, he does kind of look like DJ Pauly D or like Vinny going down to the shore. That's what I would say.
No,
He looks like a Jersey Shore juice head. There's gorillas all over the boardwalk. It's Memorial Day weekend. They're everywhere. Get up.
He is the gorilla.
He's like a gorilla. Snooki and JWoww would be panting for this look. He doesn't look bad. Honestly, like he looks
where's
good,
the beach?
But like, where's the beach?
Where's the beach?
I'm saying
his Timberland boot, his unlaced Timberland boot. Okay. Sure, Jan.
Sure. I think he
sunglasses at night. How are you seeing?
Sunglasses at night with his hat on.
Also, Taylor is doing the cuntiest side eye. Who me?
Betty Boop. And you know what it is? Me? If Taylor was wearing something a little bit less intergalactic, I'd probably let him get away with it. But like side by side, we have to admit she looks like Barbie, and he looks like a Ken doll that got lost in the wrong box.
He looks like her little brother that she's dragging to a party.
I do like it. It's pleasing to my eye that he's wearing red and he matches the shoe and he matches the lip. I mean, he's the purse.
I take umbrage with the hat. On the GQ interview that he did of 10 things he can't live without, he showed his collection of hats and each one was more shocking than the next. They are ugly hats. And you could have, there's a way he could have done a hat. Like a black hat here would have looked really cute.
Oh, it would have been cunt.
But Mammy's fishing shop? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's got to remind people. Listen, I'm just like you. I'm home.
I'm just like you.
Right.
Okay. Now, here's where this is where Travis starts. Like, Travis, I should not be seeing your elasticated waistband. You are a grown man with a lot of access to resources. You are not in a retirement community. You, to my knowledge, have full command of your faculties. You don't need easy access to the bathroom with your elasticated waist. And if you are, in fact, wearing an elasticated waist, why have you cropped your jacket to show off the fact that it's an elasticated waist? Janitor, nursing home resident, or attendant, it's not good.
Now, what's most shocking about this to me is that this is the way he was looking before the Super Bowl. We should have known. We should have known.
Yeah, they say that Taylor is the bad talisman. look at this outfit and tell me that looks like a winner. Outfit. It doesn't.
He cursed himself. He put a hex on himself in. And you can't walk the streets of New Orleans looking like this. No.
Oh, hell no.
It's disrespectful. Mm-mm. It's disrespectful in New Orleans.
He's giving face and hair. Super Bowl. He's mugged. He's definitely mugging.
He's mugged.
But it's so the funny. Outfit, it's janitor. Taylor's kind of like, anyway.
I absolutely, though, if we're talking about the queen, I absolutely love this look. I think it's very New Orleans. I don't know why. I love the lace moment. What's the name of that thing? Macrame. Is that what it's called? Is that what I'm thinking
Maybe
of?
So.
Macrame. That's what it looks like. I love the little shoe. It's kind of like an Oxford, but make it cunt. And I love
very
the shoes. It's simple.
The shoe is very 1989. Actually, this whole look is kind of 1989. It's twee. It's very twee, what she's doing here. Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of cool on this one. I don't have a strong feeling about it. It's certainly, she's been dressed worse. My main issue here is Travis. Gas station.
Well, I mean, and the thing about this picture that I chose is that he's like in the foreground. So it's like your eye is immediately drawn to like the gray goblin right in front of you. It's just crazy. Mm-mm. And also gray, can we talk about this? Yeah. If you're gonna wear a set, especially like a sweat set, it can't be gray. You look like you've given up.
But that gray sateen fabric as well just looks so cheap and horrible. Like this really is nothing to me. This is nothing.
New Orleans, I'm so sorry that he did this to you because it wasn't right. You deserve more than that. I'm telling you that right now. This was so wrong.
Up next is the best he's ever looked. This me is like, I'm rarely like, Travis is so hot. But here I'm like, Travis is hot. He looks cute here.
They have like a matching tan. Their legs are like the same color.
They've been on vacation.
I love the way they look. It's very like summery. This was in June. This is like a perfect June look. She's got that weird fake braid in her hair. I don't get it.
I don't like that.
I don't
it's
know
weird.
What it is. It always looks weird, but you
it
know
looks
what?
Looks like not her hair.
She's doing something different and it's not working, but I'm going to let her do it. I love the pump. Mama likes the classic
so
pump. When I see it and I don't think about it that hard, like the whole look, I'm like, I love it. But then I start noticing the details and I'm like, I'm going to stop looking so that I can
That's
keep enjoying
the look. That's
how it
always goes. It's exactly like that denim two-piece with the red boot. You know what I'm talking about. That one, like
exactly
from afar, oh my
about.
God, sir, if you look up close and you're like, Ness.
Yeah. But next to Travis in this picture, he's got like a polo on. He's got white kind of like khaki shorts on and just like a Nike sock and a shoe. I mean, he
I
looks
think the
perfect
polo
next
is like
to
a very light blue. And I love that for him.
And it's nice. It looks really good. They both look really
I
good.
I like her
just
skirt.
So summery.
Her skirt kind of looks like boxer short material. And I think it has little buttons on it. Is it a Miu Miu skirt? Yeah.
It so looks cute. Really cute. It looks absolutely adorable. So, Taylor, you know what? I call this one middle of the road because it's cute, but do you know that Tokyo Toni video where she goes, in regards to this LGBTQ community, it's a lot of issues going on. That's the way that I feel about
it's a lot of issues.
It's a lot of issues going on. It's a lot. I support people being who they want to be, but it's a lot of issues going on. Well,
yeah, and Travis outmugged her here. He looks better.
He looks really, really good. Once again, I'd like to say I like the pump, and that's my final word.
And she never wears a shoe like that. That's actually something that is irritating to me.
When I was a little girl, all my Barbies had that kind of pump. So whenever I see a pump like that, I'm like, that's Barbie shoe.
And Taylor is Barbie.
She is. Let's call a spade a spade. Let's call a spade a spade.
That, you know what? There's an episode in there somewhere. Taylor is Barbie. Like in so many different ways, she is Barbie.
Absolutely. And
that is someone who should have been more involved with the Barbie movie. Okay. We really fumbled the bag, Greta Gerwig.
We've been knowing that. And you know what added insult to injury is that months after the fact, guess who was seen pictured with Greta Gerwig? Taylor. Okay. Well, where were you when we needed you?
Well, you know where she is? She's where we don't need her doing the movie.
Exactly. And
the
more
capital
on that
TM,
later.
The movie.
Yeah. And more on that later.
Up next, cute, 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 cutie.
Now, this absolutely gagged me when I was on Taylor Swift Style to the Instagram and I was taking in the details of the look. So this little set, this green and white gingham set, was less than $500. Very accessible. If you want to splurge and treat yourself, if it's your birthday and you want to wear something Taylor's worn, you could definitely buy this. And I love it when she does that, when girls can get what she wears. It's amazing. And then, and this shocked me. $48,000 on jewelry. And I was looking at the picture like, where is it all? It's in her ears.
Oh, okay.
Because she has all those piercings now. Mm-hmm. I was completely shocked. I've never in my life heard of Taylor Swift wearing $50,000 of jewelry just walking to Tight End University. Not even
diamonds,
the actual university.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
This was the after
diamonds.
Party.
Yeah. Well, okay. The jewelry aside, I love this two-piece. It's so cute. My girl in a picnic blanket. I love to see it. I think it fits her well. It's the right show of midriff. And it's not like too fitted, but it's also not like baggy. My actual one critique is at the bag. The bag is just kind of like whatever to me. I think we could have had like a really cute bag here.
Yeah, the bag is kind of a nothing moment. I forgive it because it's not hideous. It's like, it could be worse. At least it's white. It's the wrong color of white.
but it's not.
It's white.
But it's not a Vivian Westwood cat purse.
Right. And then I also really like what Travis is wearing. I like the shirt and I like that it's like crochet or whatever. The crochet shorts do disturb me. I understand
it's a set, but
I'm disturbed.
It's pick one or another. And also, I don't think it's a set because the shorts, it probably is, but the shorts to me in this image look like a different shade of white than the shirt.
I'm seeing that.
And I don't like that. You know what would have been really cute? A pair of linen shorts. Like a nice pair of white linen shorts.
Really
would have looked very nice with that. I don't think you should do two knitted mesh, macrame, whatever it is. I'm not a huge fan of sets anyway.
But in any event, you know, all that aside, he looks really good. Like, the hair looks nice. He's got like a nice, like his facial hair looks really good. He looks really nice next to Taylor. This is like a really great couple's picture. I gagged when I saw this. I said, now that is America's couple.
I'm deeply upset that I have to know about things like the Tight End University. I didn't want to know about that. I still don't want to know about that. I don't know what it is. Don't you dare explain it to me. It's none of my business. It has nothing to do with me. I can live the rest of my life not knowing what it is exactly or why Taylor supports it. And this was the night that everybody accused her of being MAGA for like taking pictures of people. So negative impact of this.
People were really upset about that. And I was like, why aren't more people upset about her doing a step and repeat in front of a giant billboard that says dude wipes?
that.
We have bigger fish to fry.
Taylor Swift and dude wipes should never, ever be in the same sentence.
And you know what?
It's not funny, Taylor Swift. It's not funny. You're a showgirl. Showgirls don't know what dude wipes are.
You're not supposed to know about that. Mm-mm. You're not supposed to know about that.
Get back in that burlesque glass and pick
back.
Up that pillow
Get
olive and squeeze some water.
So, you know what? This is on the higher end for me. I love this look. It's so cute, so simple, attainable also, which I love it when she wears something that the girls can actually like get. So that's always great. Super cute.
Part of the Tavis TS12 propaganda. We love to see it.
And I was being propagandized and I was really happy.
I was saying more.
This is the last one.
Heart.
And thank God.
Heart.
This is a perfect way to end an episode with nothing but smiles. This is literally, I think this is right up there with the white dress papwalk that they did. This is like, I think this one's better, but only by like a couple hairs. I love this look. I love everything about this picture. Everything, top to bottom. Gorgeous. No notes. Not a single note.
So, so, so cute. The dress fits her perfectly. I love the texture. I love the shoe. The bag, it's not terrible. It's not terrible. I love the hair. We're doing something different. I love the buttons on the dress too. So fun. When I look at it now, I'm like, it's not giving showgirl now that I look at it. And neither is the thing before. So she was doing kind of a bait and switch with us. She was doing preppy girl. She was doing American Summer. But really, it was showgirl. And I feel like that's good. She was letting us know something was coming, but this was not an indication of what it was. Remember, we were convinced this look was like the harbinger of things to come.
I remember my first thought when I saw it was, again, the Barbie. It's the Barbie. So I was thinking,
and Barbie is a showgirl.
Well, I mean, she's the OG. What job hasn't Barbie had?
That's true. Barbie has done things Barbie you couldn't even imagine.
I definitely saw this look and I said, pop album coming out. Mm-hmm. And I guess you could say that I was right. In the sense that I was right. And
Travis looks great.
Oh, they look, and this is an instance where they look really good together. I mm-hmm. really like, again, he's kind of doing the monochromatic, but he's got that pop with the flower. And I just love that little flower embroidery on the shirt. It just like goes so well with the whole picture. It's cute. It's summery. It's kind of like fun. I like it. I like his sunglasses. Again, the hair and the facial hair looks very well manicured. It looks really good.
This is a very unpopular opinion, but I actually love a sock with a loafer on a man.
Yeah. Oh, is that? I didn't know that people didn't like that. I think it looks cute.
A lot of people are not into a sock with a loafer. A lot of people are into bare ankle with a sofa, with a loafer
ankle.
And a long pant. There's a moment for that too. There's a moment. There's a time for silence.
And there's a time for waiting your turn. And there's a
but if you know how you feel, if you so clearly know what you need to say with your loafer, then you'll know it. And Travis knew.
Yeah. And So I really like it, especially in this picture, because it just like ties the whole thing together. It's the monochromatic of it all. It just goes black, white, black, white. What's wrong with that?
Sometimes he understands that he needs to stay back and watching you shine. And that's literally what he's doing.
Exactly. No, he knew that he was taking Barbie out for lunch this day. He said, this is one of your best outfits ever of all time. And I have to clap my cheer.
I have to dress accordingly.
I have to dress like I know who I'm taking out to lunch today. And he did. So I'd like mm-hmm. to say thank you to him for that today.
What was your worst Travis and your worst Taylor moment from today's
episode? My worst Travis is definitely New Orleans Travis. I mean, before the Super Bowl, you look like you work in the cafeteria.
No, can't be doing that. Not janitorial duties.
No. Not in New Orleans. Not at the Super Bowl. It's just mm-hmm. respectful.
You're in Spooky City.
Yeah, you're in Spooky City. People expect a level of professionalism in New mm-hmm. Orleans. If you're not going to dress professional, you have to at least dress for the party. And this was neither of those two things. So, come on. Now, my best Travis, I'm saying Jack Antonoff if he was ripped. That's the best Travis. I just love so much.
Now, my best
Taylor... I'm going to say Barbie Tweed down here at the bottom. And then mm-hmm. worst Taylor, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
Yeah. Gucci, Gucci, Gucci is also my worst Taylor. My best Taylor is going to have to be Stella McCartney Crystal Blazer.
Period.
Love, love, love. My worst Travis is also janitor. My best Travis is where he's wearing the blue polo buttoned up with the shorts and they're in their summer tan vibes.
That's
Stay Travis.
Slay Travis. It's rare to say that. It's really rare to hear Slay Travis in terms of the outfit.
It's rare to say. Hey guys, unfortunately, we didn't film an outro. So that is the end of today's video. We will see you in the next episode. Go to patreon.com/astrologist for more exclusive tea.